I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. When someone mentions million-dollar coins, what comes to mind? The 1913 Liberty Head nickel? The 1804 silver dollar? Well, how's about the 1894S dime? I don't know why, but it doesn't get the publicity like the 1909 SVDB or the 1914D or the 1943 copper pennies. Somebody said the value of coins is determined by these things: scarcity, condition, and demand. And story. If a coin has a great story behind it, more people will want one, and the price, the value, goes up. Well, the 1894S Barber dime has a great story. Several, in fact, and you have to pick the one you like best. What's known for sure is this: just 24 of them were made, and nobody is quite sure why. One story is that the mint needed another $2.40 worth of coins to make their bookkeeping come out right. Another is they were minted to test a new mint machine. And still another is that the mint thought there would be a further order for more of them, but that order never came. But here's the story that I like. The director of the San Francisco Mint, John Daggett, had 24 1894S dimes made to give as a gift to some visiting bankers. He gave seven bankers three dimes each, and the last three he gave to his daughter Haley. He told her to save them until she was as old as he was then, and she could sell them for a lot of money. On her way home, you guessed it, she spent one of them for a dish of ice cream. As fun as that story is, recent research indicates it's probably not true, that Mint Director Daggett was sick for most of 1894, and not even there when the dimes were minted. And this story says that 17 of those dimes were put out into general circulation. Whatever the reason that only 24 were made, only 9 of them are known to exist now. 7 are in near-mint condition and 2 are badly worn. So we know for sure that some of those dimes did get into circulation, and at least 2 of them got worn pretty good before they landed in the hands of collectors who knew they were valuable. One of them was bought in 1957 for $2.40 from a random box of old coins in the coin collecting department of Gimbel's department store. Several of them have been sold over the years, and the price just keeps going up. One sold in July for over $2 million. Now let's do the simple math. We know that 24 1896S dimes were made, and just 9 are accounted for. That leaves 15. Where are the 15 missing dimes? Maybe some amateur collectors put them in a drawer somewhere, and their kids' kids still have them, but don't realize how valuable they are. Or maybe, and not at all unlikely, they just got spent. We know for sure that 2 were spent, because they exist now in poor, circulated condition. Is one of these the one that the little girl used to buy ice cream, if indeed that story holds water? And the big question, of course, is, where are they now? I'd say there's a good chance some of them are in the ground, waiting for some lucky treasure hunter to dig them up. The chances are good that if they were lost, they were lost out west. Coins made in San Francisco probably stayed in the area, though certainly not all of them did. I grew up in Indiana, and it was rare to find coins in circulation there from the San Francisco Mint, but I did find S coins once in a great while. So just maybe. Finally, if you find an 1894S dime, better say it was in your own yard, or you'll have lawsuits thrown at you like you wouldn't believe. Of course, if you have $2 million, you can hire a pretty good lawyer. And now the commercial. Aren't you glad I put the commercial at the end? You can stop listening now and not have to sit through the ad. Okay, are they gone? Good. They won't learn the secret insider information that's contained in my book, The Metal Detecting Manual. It's not available from anyone but me, unless you find a used copy somewhere, but I can't imagine anyone selling theirs. If Amazon or Abe's Books or a Libris wants it, they have to buy it at the same price you pay. Check it out at treasuremanual.com. And even if you don't order the book, you'll find a lot of free articles there too, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.